bother that virus up there. Turn your Bibles this morning to Romans, the last chapter of Romans. I said the last chapter is the first chapter. I'm a hurting that bad, y'all. Excuse me. I'm hurting so bad in my neck and shoulders that I'm almost sick. Romans chapter 1. Verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifested in them, for God has shown it to them. Think about that. God has shown man how to live. Man has always known about God. I'm going to talk about for a little bit today justice or injustice. There are a number of things the Bible makes clear that God hates. Some of them are injustice and unrighteousness, or injustice. And the Old Testament is full of that. How people, leaders, would mistreat people. That's why under the Mosaic law, God had those laws to protect the people. And so we want to think about justice. And we see in our country today so much injustice. Let's have a word of prayer together. Loving God, our Father, we thank you that we could be here today. And Lord, we thank you that we know you're with us here today. And we pray that what we have to say will exalt your name and honor your name. And Lord, we are aware there's a storm that's headed towards our country, the East Coast. I pray you protect the people, Lord. Watch over them, Lord. Lord, I pray that people would be wise enough to seek you as a refuge. Amen. I pray that people be wise enough to know that you're a God of refuge where we can hide ourselves in thy loving care. Watch over us, keep us, use us, Lord. We're so helpless, Lord. We're just so helpless. Have mercy upon us for Jesus' sake. Amen. God is the God of heaven, and he is a just God. He's a God of truth. And he demands that people, businesses, governments always be honest and not to take advantage of others. When we come to the book of Revelation and you study, God is going to really put it down on religion, Babylon, false religions, and commercial Babylon. He's going to destroy both of them because how business takes advantage of people. How spiritual Babylon deceives people. And they're going to be finally destroyed in the tribulation time that is to come. Well, won't that be good? Boy, they're piling up today, taking advantage of people, deceiving people Why make a dollar? Make a dollar. They feel they're entitled to it. You know, folks, stop and think about this. Every one of you has got a talent. Neither one of y'all got that talent yourself. What you can do is God gave it to you to do. And you're supposed to use it wisely and for God's glory. Now, some people have more talents than others. That's God's business. He's the one that signs it. Some people have the same talent, but somebody else has got the same talent, but it's a greater talent. How many Billy Grahams are there, folks? One by one. But you're supposed to use your talents right, justly. And it's not necessarily to get you rich at the expense of so-and-so. God is a God of truth, and He demands that people, businesses, governments, always be honest and not take advantage of other people. Even when a Jew had to sell themselves into slavery, think about this. The Jews sometimes got so poor, maybe their own fault, but when they got so poor, they'd have to sell what they had and even themselves into slavery to their own people. God had arranged it so in the year of Jubilee, they had to give that stuff back to that person that lost it all. Isn't that something? Now you say that ain't a good God? God cares about people. Even when people mess up and sell themselves into slavery, God's still for that person because He loves that person. To put it plainly, God is against the mistreatment of people. Folks, you'd be surprised at the people in China that's being mistreated today. The people in North Korea. Hey, the people in Robeson County, too, by our leaders. In our nation, in the nation of the world, God, people have been mistreated, abused, and taken advantage of. When the pilgrims came to our country, finally we got a constitution and the Bill of Rights. They gave each individual certain rights. We're supposed to have certain rights today. Freedom of speech. Freedom of to worship. But you know what? They told us not to worship here a while back. Don't go to church. You know what I'd say before Judge today? I'd say, Judge, listen. Your Creator said in His Word for us not to assemble together, and you have been appointed to see that's carried out. That's true. These judges are to make sure, and governors, that that's carried out. God said, don't you miss, church. Some people don't need an excuse, do they? They just miss. Amen. Now we're seeing an erosion of our rights today. We've already been told, if one party gets in, we're going to come get you guns. I sure got a lot of ammunition. Removing the Bible from our public schools and colleges along with prayer, no longer being permitted in our schools, then present a theory to teach all the students what they teach is foolish, folks, that we all evolved over billions of years. How can anybody be so dumb? I thought you went to school to learn something. So now we have abandoned the truth and we believed a lie. We all evolved from nothing. Can you imagine when this watch stops working, I'm going to wait and see for nothing to come on there. Amen. It already evolved, hadn't it? That's what they teach. I don't believe it. So now we've abandoned the truth and we believe a lie that everything has evolved from nothing. We have become so educated now, we know that the universe and man have evolved over a period of billions of years. At last we know there's no God. Isn't that amazing? We've learned there's no God. And no afterlife either. When you die, you're just like an old dog. But we got educated, didn't we, folks? Aren't you glad y'all educated? Public school system. Is it illuminating to be educated today? See how it helps on Judgment Day. And you know, the way our country is today, the way people are living today, it's the education they've got at the schoolhouse. Because the moms and dads coming out of it, that's what they're reproducing. What we need to understand is when Satan deceived Adam and Eve, that did not end Satan's job. He didn't stop there. Now he has to keep that Messiah of Genesis 3:15 that God spoke about from coming and defeating him. He would have to keep him from that cross. He would have to kill him. If he could keep the Messiah from being born or kill him or get him to disobey God after he was born, then he would win the battle of the ages. But God's plan was for Jesus to die on the cross. And so he would and did. The human race became so corrupt until God had to destroy all but Noah and his family to begin with in the first 1600 years of human history. Satan was attempting every possible way to cut off the Messiah when he got all mankind so corrupt. Got down to one family. Boy, if he could have got that one family, boy, he'd have been home free. But you can't outfox God. Yes, Noah might have had to build that big ark, but he got it built, didn't he? Yes, must have had a chafer's head working with him. Amen. With John. Then God chose out a people to be his people after the flood. Beginning with Abraham, and Satan began to attack the nation of Israel. God had promised Israel a land forever, and if Satan could destroy her, he would show God's word is untrue. In the days of Queen Esther, remember her? When Haman devised a plot to destroy all the Jews, it was the work of Satan. Attempted to keep the promised Messiah from coming. Get rid of all the Jews, the Messiah can't come. Genesis 3:15, God had said, I'll put in it between you and the woman, talking to Satan, between your offspring and hers, and I will crush your head, and you will strike his heel. What is no death sentence and getting your heel hurt. But boy, I've shot a few snakes in my life with hollow points, and when it hits their head, blow, their head just explodes, you know. That's what's going to happen to Satan, brother. Amen. He's going to really explode when he splashes in hell. When Jesus was finally born, Satan devised a plan. Well, I'll get him this time. I'm going to have all the little baby boys 2 years older, 2 years old and under. I'm going to have them all killed. But God warned Joseph to take baby Jesus and Mary down to Egypt for a short period of time until it was safe. Then later, they would go back to Nazareth. Satan's working, folks. He's working. He knows it's life or death for him. Failing to stop the lineage and failing to stop the Messiah, Satan then attempted to tempt Jesus for 40 days in the wilderness. I'll get him now. I'm going to get him now. He's been out here 40 days, had nothing to eat, nothing to drink. I'll get him now. Amen? Amen. He forgot he was going to be dealing with the Son of God, didn't he? Amen. So, let's turn to Matthew chapter 4 in our Bible. I think it'd be good to turn to Matthew chapter 4 because in my notes here, I got turn to Matthew chapter 4. Amen. Let's look at beginning at verse 1. Then was Jesus led of the Spirit into the wilderness. Notice he's led of the Spirit. Amen. To be tempted of the devil, or tested. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, notice, after the 40 days he comes, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it's written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Think about, hadn't had nothing to eat in 40 days, nothing to drink in 40 days, and could still have that much sense to tell the devil, you're supposed to live by the word of God. Amen?
Amen. Yes, sir.
Then the devil taketh him into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple. And said unto him, if, notice that, if that thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down like Superman. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee. The devil knows the scripture, folks. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus said to him, it's written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. That's why I don't get on motorcycles. Amen. Amen. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. Now, this is a good one, folks. And he said unto him, all these things will I give thee. All these kingdoms of the world, Satan says, I'm going to give them to you. Boy, he had a lot of confidence, didn't he? If, there it goes again, if you'll just fall down and worship me. You know, that's the one desire of Satan. Is to be worshipped. During the tribulation time when the temple was built by the Jews, you know who's going into that temple? The Antichrist, indwelt by Satan, to be worshipped. That's who it is. The Bible says then, saith Jesus unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan, for it's written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered to the Lord. Wasn't that good? Having failed, Satan makes one last attempt to keep Jesus from the cross. Let's look over in Matthew 16:21. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how he must go into Jerusalem, suffer many things of the elder and the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed, and be raised again the third day. He's telling his disciples plainly, clearly, listen, men. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, Be it far from thee, Lord. This shall not be done unto thee. But he turned and said unto Peter, Get behind me, Satan. He even called Satan the devil because of such a thought. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Jesus was determined to go to Jerusalem because he said he's got to go be killed and raised again the third day. Yes, there, that is the only way for mankind to be saved. Amen. And Jesus Christ was not going to fail on that. He was going to be faithful to that. We too would have the same feeling as those of Peter, but man's ways is not God's way. We'd probably act just like Peter if we'd have been there. We wouldn't have wanted our friend, the one we love, to go suffer and be killed. I mean, that's a human reaction. But that's a satanic reaction. If that had been carried out, Peter wouldn't have had a Savior. God knows best in every situation. Right now, I don't feel like it. Well, I'm hurting. But God knows best. God knows best. In every situation, for all of us, we just have to keep trusting Him. Because you know there's a lot of saints down through the ages. I mean, they have suffered. Even to losses of lives. But God allows it for a purpose. God allows it for a purpose. You know what's happening when you're suffering? Y'all listening to me today?
Yes, sir.
You're entering into Christ's suffering, church.
Yeah.
You're entering into Christ's suffering. You're partaking of it. We will have a richer life and a blessed life if we'll only trust the wisdom of God. We just have to accept it. We know Jesus did prevail, and we remember an earlier statement Jesus made in Matthew 16, beginning at verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, that some say you're John the Baptist, some Elias, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. But he saith unto them, But whom do you say I am? Gets it personally. And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said to him, Blessed art thou, Simon by Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Peter's eyes had been opened to know he is the Christ. And you know, there's a lot of people today, they know that's the Bible, but they don't believe it. They know that's the Bible, but they don't believe it. There's a lot of people know about Jesus, they don't believe him. But Peter believed. Why did he believe? because it says, flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Truth, divine truth, is revealed by God and the Spirit of God. People can sit in a congregation like this for years and still never have it revealed. Why? They just didn't really want to know. They're just not, they just like what's going on or like being around people or something like that, but they don't know the Lord. I remember my life when I said, Lord, I'm going to find out if there's a God or not. And I sought out to find out if there's a God. There's a God. Amen. I mean, there is a God.
Almighty God.
And he's real. And I say also unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Nothing's going to stop the church of Jesus Christ. Amen. The devil can't stop it. The plan God ordained from the beginning was accomplished. God judged the sin of the world on his only Son, as he was the Lamb of God from the foundation of the world. Satan could not keep Jesus from that cross. John 19, 28 through 30, who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live under righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Although Jesus died on the cross, he was not defeated as some suppose. Oh, they thought, some up thought, they, boy, we've got rid of that man. Boy, he's gone now. Satan wanted to make sure he did not get out of the tomb, though. A large stone blocked the door, and Roman soldiers were stationed there to guard the tomb, so no one could come and steal the body and claim he arose. But the efforts of man is futile, and God never fails in what he intends to accomplish, because on the third day, after Jesus' death, there was shocking news. Boy, can y'all imagine such news today? I remember when Kennedy was shot. I was back in my, I had bought me a brand new 64 Impala. And we were backing out of the driveway to leave the house, and it come on the radio, Kennedy had been shot. But you know what else went on in our country over that? Can you imagine what went over Jerusalem and thereabouts when it was announced that man that was hung on the cross was alive again and that people were seeing him? Can y'all imagine what was going on? I can just see all the disciples and all them, their faces was puzzled and wondering and all that. And then I look over there where the Jews that wanted him crucified was at, and their faces is the color of a white bed sheet. Amen? Yeah. Frightened. An earthquake. For the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came, rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. I like the way he says that. Sit down on it. Amen. I want you to look in here now. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. They couldn't take it. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He's not here, though. He's risen. As he said, come see the place where the Lord lay. Go quickly tell his disciples that he's risen from the dead. Don't y'all know that was something exciting to hear? Jesus had come, lived, died, and rose from the dead. He's gone back to heaven with the promise he will come again and receive all who trust him. God was doing justice. That's what I've been talking about. God dealt with the sin of man on that cross. That which was hated of God, that could not be got rid of but by God, God took it upon himself to get rid of the sin of all the world. Amen. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, sir.
God took it upon himself to take what he hated so much and judge it in his own son. Let his son pay for my sin.
Amen.
For 2,000 years, people have come and gone. Oh, sometimes I get to thinking back when I was a little boy and think about people that was old back then and now they're gone. And down as the years go by, people going away. I've forgot a lot of them, I'm sure. People that's come and gone. For 2,000 years, people have come and gone, but the wickedness of man is as great now as it's ever been. You would think after 6,000 years, people would learn, wouldn't you? You would think people would learn. Injustice, unrighteousness, wickedness of every sort abounds today. Although Jesus has come and paid for the sins of the world, very few seem to be interested or even care. Everything will work out all right, some think. It's going to work out all right, but it won't be all right. Over time now, with the rise of crooked lawyers and judges and the greed of men to offer often injustice, the greed of men to often justice in the courtroom is carried out. Injustice. The helpless who cannot afford high-priced lawyers are taken advantage of. Now it's got so bad, they'll arrest somebody and turn around and turn him loose. Same day. I mean, people that has a long rap sheet at that. That guy that killed those two ladies the other day, he had a rap sheet. Yet he was out with a weapon. I bet he didn't pay to have a weapon like I had to pay to have one. I had to pay to have mine. I got it, though. Over time now, with the rise of crooked lawyers and judges, the greed of men is often carried out, even in a courtroom. Many politicians are crooked and are some of the most wicked people in the country. We had a senator to come president. He was poor as Job's turkey. Now he's worth over $100 million. How do you do that? His salary weren't that much. Many today are selling their souls for filthy lucre or to make a name for themselves. Proverbs 21:3, to do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. God wants us to do justice and judgment. Isaiah 9:7, of an increase of his government and peace shall there be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth forever, talking about Jesus. Boy, when Jesus sets up his 1,000-year reign, it's going to be one of justice. Won't be no crookedness. Won't even be any below him involved in crookedness. Won't that be something? Romans 1:29, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers. That's man that Paul describes in Romans. But forgiveness is available. I'm glad I can say that today. No matter how wicked man is, he can be forgiven. He can have salvation. It's not only available, it's free. Eternal life to all who would just call on the name of the Lord, church. Let's call on the name of the Lord. And let's call on the name of the Lord for all these in this box. Let's call on the name of the Lord for our country. Let's call on the name of the Lord, for we need him ourselves every day as we journey in this world of sin and sorrow. May we pray. Loving God, thank you for this hour, this opportunity. And thank you that we can worship a God that's God, who's a true God, who's a holy God, who's a sovereign God, who's a just God, who's a God that give us a redeemer to redeem such sinful creatures as we are, and to make us as if we never ever sinned in your sight, with the promise we'll live with you forever. How we thank you today, love you today, in the Savior's name. Amen and amen. Our altar's open for any that would like to come. Talk to the Lord. Call on the Lord.